Well, I first started sleeping on the streets when I was 8 years old, and I've been sleeping and sort of like on and off in London since then. I've travelled around England, hitchhiked around England, slept rough in different cities around England, but London is the best place to be if you're homeless because of the day centres and the soup runs and soup kitchens. And basically the attitude of people towards homeless people, it is different in London to other areas of England. What happened was, when I was 8 years old, I got put into a children's home, because I used to live with my dad. But then I got put into a children's home, and the same thing that got me put into care with my dad started happening in the children's home. And so I ran away from there. And I've just been sleeping rough ever since. I was sexually abused by my father. And then I got put into care when he got put in prison for it. And it started happening in the children's home as well, so I ran away. I thought being put into care into the children's home would be taking care of me, but it wasn't. It was terrible. It was horrifying, actually. And when I ran away, I was actually very, very lucky, because when I came to London, I met this woman the first night I arrived here. I met this woman called Jo. She was a homeless woman. She was in her 30s. And she looked after me for about the first 4 or 5 years of me being on the streets. She looked after me, took care of me, taught me how to survive on the streets. I mean, nearly everything I know about sleeping rough and the streets, the street life, is what I learned from her as a child. And she looked after me for about the first 4 or 5 years. An 8-year-old on his own, on the streets, anything could have happened to me. I was very, very lucky that I met this woman. She took care of me. Street life and sort of like the streets has changed a lot in the last 2 to 3 years. Because what it used to be like was homeless people, we sort of like, most of the time, we knew each other. It's like everybody knew everybody else, and we always used to help each other out. If one person was short, everybody else used to chip in and look after that one person. And then when he was all right, he used to help them out, and everybody used to help each other out and look after each other. But then this sort of like, it's just changed so much. It's mainly a lot of people of sort of like they're stopping in little groups of 3 or 4 and ignoring everybody else and not helping anybody else. And there's only very few of us of the old school homeless who actually help anybody else out. There's very few of us left.